Thank you, choir. Thank you, readers. That was really powerful for me just to sit and hear the account. Let me read to you the first verse from that song that you just heard. From the squalor of a borrowed stable, by the spirit and a virgin's faith, to the anguish and the shame of scandal, came the Savior of the human race. We know that story. We see that trajectory in the Bible, don't we? From a borrowed stable to a cruel cross, Jesus was born for this. His whole life led up to the events that we heard again this morning. What do those events mean? You know, we've heard about all sorts of things in this account. We've heard about Jesus' kingship. We've heard about Jesus doing things and things happening to fulfill the words that Jesus had said, to fulfill the words that Scripture had set out beforehand. But do you notice that John, never in that whole set of readings that we heard, said, "This is why Jesus died on that cross"? John does tell us earlier in his gospel. And so I want to take you there to a chapter that, after I preached on it, I realized we needed more time in this book. So I want to take you to John chapter 6. And if you have a Bible in front of you, open it up, John chapter 6. John chapter 6, and the key verse for us really this morning is verse 51. In John 6, verse 51, Jesus says this: "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Why did Jesus die on the cross? To give himself for the life of the world, so that all who believe will live forever. You see, all the readings that we heard this morning point to this one act: Jesus giving his body, his flesh, to be broken for the life of the world. When they flogged him and forced a crown of thorns onto his head, he was giving his flesh for the life of the world, so that all who believed would live forever. When they drove spikes through his hands and crucified him, he was giving his flesh for the life of the world, so that all who believed would live forever. When Jesus cried out, "It is finished," he was giving his life for the flesh of the world. He was the sinless, spotless, blameless Lamb of God. He was innocent. But he bore in his innocent body the sins of each of us and died the death that those sins deserved, so that all who believe would live forever. When Jesus broke the bread and the fish in John chapter 6, he knew that this was coming. He knew that someday it would be his body broken on the cross. And he knew that, as amazing and miraculous as it was that he could take 5 loaves and 2 fish and break them and make enough for thousands, he knew he was going to do something even more incredible. He would allow his body to be broken so that he could give salvation to millions. He gave himself for the life of the world, so all who believe would live forever. How do we take a hold of that? John chapter 6 tells us. I quickly want to give you 3 words to talk about how that works. Eat, live, believe. Eat, live, believe. That's how we take hold of this salvation. Listen as I read from John 6. See how those words fit together. Starting at verse 35, Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty." Verse 40. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. And now, verse 47 and onwards. I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, but they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. And then the Jews began to argue sharply amongst themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in him and in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna in the desert and died. But he who feeds on this bread will live forever. Okay, what does Jesus say about eating? He who eats this bread will live forever. That's what we just heard, isn't it? And what is this bread? Verse 51 says, this bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. This bread is Jesus' body, broken on the cross. And he says that we need to take a part of it. We need to eat. We need to respond. Right? Verse 53. Unless you eat the bread of the flesh of the Son of Man, the bread, and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Jesus invites us to eat living bread. How exactly do you do that? You know, Jesus says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will live, and I will raise him up on the last day. But at no point after the resurrection did he offer up a part of his body to disciples, right? And say, okay, here guys, dig in. That's just silly. Eating living bread is a metaphor, right? A way of saying we take this living bread, the knowledge that Jesus gave his body to be broken on the cross, we take it into ourselves to become a part of us, to nourish us. And you know how we do that? How we take the living bread into us? We believe. Jesus said this to his disciples, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never go thirsty. Do you see the parallel between eating and believing there? My Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him will have eternal life. That's what you get when you eat living bread. I tell you the truth, he who believes has eternal life. You eat garlic bread by putting it in your mouth and chewing, right? You eat the bread of life by believing in his body, by trusting that his body flogged, crowned with thorns, nailed to a cross, was broken to pay for your sin. You believe. And now, what happens when you do? When you eat, when you believe, what happens when you eat the living bread by believing? Well, if you eat garlic bread nonstop, you get love handles. Not that I've eaten a lot of garlic bread. But what do you get when you eat living bread continuously? Life. Eternal life. Jesus says, here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. When we eat and believe, we will live forever. Now, there is one other sense in which we eat, believe, and live, and that's at the Lord's table. John, in his gospel, doesn't specifically describe the Lord's Supper. And scholars speculate that that's probably because he's already talked about the Lord's Supper in John 6, the breaking of the bread and the loaves. Jesus says to them, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day, for my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. That sounds an awful lot like communion, doesn't it? We know that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, investing it with meaning. This is my body, he says, which is given for you. And after the meal, he said the same thing with the cup. This is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. That reflects and fills out what John has said in John chapter 6, doesn't it? Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. Jesus died on the cross to give himself for the life of the world, so that all who believe would live forever. If you believe that, if you have claimed that for yourself, then let's join together now at the Lord's table.